Buchenwald, Germany, April 11, 1945. Corporal Riley swallowed hard and softly uttered, "Jesus, Captain. These fellows." He stopped. He couldn't find the words to finish. The soldiers of the 4th Platoon had entered a long wooden building, formerly designed for 80 horses, but later configured to hold 1,200 prisoners on 5 levels of wooden shelves they called bunks. No heat, no water, no toilets. Inmates, too weak to rise, lay on their wooden slabs watching the GIs. They strained to lift their heads. They smiled and nodded. Many expressed their gratitude in languages the GIs didn't understand. The men of the 4th Platoon were seasoned soldiers. They fought and defeated the German offensive at the Battle of the Bulge. They were Patton's boys. They won the decisive battles in the European theater. Just ask them. They'd tell you. But standing in the rancid air of the Buchenwald barracks, amidst the dead and dying, a soldier's knees could weaken. Many couldn't hold their lunch.
"All right, men," the captain barked. "Let's get these people out of here. Williams, the ones that can walk, lead them to the train. The ones that can't, the rest of you get them onto the stretchers and out to the hospital trucks. Pronto."
To his adjutant, he said quietly, "Take the strongest ones first. Some of these poor fellows are more dead than alive. They won't make it." One man, little more than bones held in place by a thin wrapping of skin, lay with two others on a third-level bunk. He reached out and grabbed a fistful of Riley's jacket.
"Whoa, fella," Riley said. "Take it easy. We're going to help you, I promise. We're going to get you out of here."
The man shook his head and uttered words Riley didn't understand.
"Don't worry, buddy,"
Riley said, patting the man's bony hand, still tightly clenched on his coat.
"We'll get to you real quick, I promise."
Mustering all of his strength, the inmate shouted,
"Nine. Nine,"
followed by a long string of incomprehensible phrases. Tears ran from the man's sunken eyes, and his body shook in desperation.
"Captain," Riley said, "this fella's trying to tell me something pretty important, but I don't know what the hell he's saying. I think he's talking kraut."
The captain motioned to a tall soldier at the other end of the building.
"Steiner, what's this man saying?"
Corporal Steiner walked over and listened to the inmate's pleas. He nodded.
"I don't think he's speaking German, Captain. It could be Yiddish. They're similar. I think he's saying his name is Eli. He's saying we have to find Itzhak. That's his son. He says Itzhak is in the children's building. He says there's 1,000 children in that building."
1,000 children? Holy shit, where are these children? Which one of these buildings?
He says Block 8.
The captain stood in the doorway and looked out over the huge complex.
"Hell if I know which one's Block 8. Can he show us?"
"I don't think he can get up."
The captain nodded his head and started to walk away when Eli spoke again. Steiner translated.
"He says he can take us, sir, Captain. He just needs a little help."
The captain sighed.
"I don't know how much help we can give him. He's barely alive."
"Itzhak. Itzhak,"
the man cried.
"Mein Sohn."
Riley looked at Eli, at the desperation on his face, and said,
"Captain, I can lift him. He's okay. He needs to find his son. I'll take him. I'll carry him if I have to. He can lead us to Itzhak and the rest of the children."
Eli grasped the meaning and smiled. Riley lifted him down off the bunk, conscious that the man weighed less than a field pack. He helped him to his feet. With his arm around Eli's back and under his shoulder, he started to slowly lead him out but stopped abruptly.
"Jesus, he's got no shoes on. He's got rags wrapped around his feet. Anybody see any shoes?"
Thank you for listening to this clip, provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.